Now, stormy and dangerous, working on the railroad. I'm Barton Eckert. The strong storm pounding the Northeast and from Maine to Virginia is being blamed for at least 5 deaths. The storm has flooded streets in Boston, grounded thousands of flights, left millions without power. Correspondent Polo Sandoval is in Boston keeping an eye on things.
About 80 million residents are in the storm's path, with 22 million under coastal flood warnings. Authorities telling residents in the most populated coastal areas, the worst is yet to come.
The big message here is not to go back to your home and get complacent and think you want to stay in your home tonight, because tonight's tide is going to be the worst of this. We expect widespread damage to our coastal front homes.
The sudden steep drop in atmospheric pressure earning the weather event the title of a bomb cyclone.
The Nor'easter also scrambling air travel for hundreds of thousands. Correspondent Jan Johnson has some of the numbers.
By mid-evening, there were about 600 cancellations announced by New York's LaGuardia Airport. JFK logged more than 450. Newark counted more than 508. And from Boston's Logan Airport to all 3 Washington area airports, high winds provoked warnings to passengers, check with your airline even well into the weekend, as it will take many hours to get things back on track.
Amtrak is trying to get back on track. It's resuming service between Washington and New York shortly, and will kick service back into Boston a bit later. Police in Minnesota say a 13-year-old boy and his parents are in custody after a cache of weapons and ammunition were found at their home in suburban St. Paul. A college student suspected of killing his parents on the campus of Central Michigan University is now in custody. He's 19-year-old James Eric Davis Jr. I'm Barton Eckert.
Good morning. It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Sunshine and breezy today. We'll have your complete Weather Channel forecast coming up in just a moment. As thousands of people continue to wait to have their power restored this weekend, authorities in Virginia are advising folks to prepare for another day without it. Here's WMAL's Bill Thompson.
Jeff Caldwell with the Virginia Department of Emergency Services.
People should anticipate additional power outages throughout the day today. And even those that have lost power and have it restored might lose power again.
And that's why he says you should prepare an emergency kit.
Food and water and especially additional heating sources and blankets to get them through if these cold temperatures continue and if wind gusts knock out power and heating sources.
And don't forget to check on your neighbors. Bill Thompson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The high winds were so bad on Friday that a side wall of a Maryland apartment building was peeled away, forcing the evacuation of 300 or more folks. The Washington Post reporting this weekend a Maryland state senator and a former lobbyist has gone public with allegations of sexual harassment, becoming the first woman since the Me Too movement began to publicly name men connected with the state house, a current lawmaker in one case and a lawmaker turned lobbyist in another, who they say touched them inappropriately. Both men deny the allegations. Senator Cheryl Kagan and former delegate Gil Genn, who now works as a lobbyist, put his hands on her back during a chance encounter at a bar near the state house on Thursday night, and then reportedly ran it down her back to her tush. Marion Barry may be something of a political punchline to many Americans, but inside the D.C. area, he's adored by many as a champion of civil rights and an advocate for the city's poor and downtrodden. This weekend, Washington will unveil an 8-foot statue of Barry, who died in 2014, outside the Washington City building, just blocks from the White House. And Washington's beloved cherry tree blossoms signal the unofficial start of spring in the nation's capital, and it looks like they're coming a little early this year. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Wind warnings effect on the Harry Nice Bridge. All of the lanes are open, but be sure and hold on to that steering wheel. Same for the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. 95 through Virginia southbound. All traffic's being diverted to Woodbridge. Police have an emergency work zone set up through that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny today, high 49. Tonight, mostly clear, low 34. Right now, partly cloudy, 37 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Timeshare companies have the sales tactics to pull you in. Resort Release has the solutions to get you out. No more maintenance fees. No more rip-off deals. Getting out of your timeshare contract has never been easier thanks to ResortRelease.com. Call Resort Release today at 888-308-5955 for a free consultation. Or visit ResortRelease.com. You've invested in your future. Now it's time to invest in your freedom with ResortRelease.com at 888-308-5955.
We wanted a fresh new start without the pest of those increasing monthly maintenance fees that we can no longer afford.
And now, thanks to ResortRelease.com, we are out of our timeshare contract for good.
Best of all, ResortRelease.com offers a 100% money-back guarantee, so we had nothing to lose.
Call 888-308-5955 for a free consultation or visit ResortRelease.com. You've invested in your future. Now it's time to invest in your freedom. Visit ResortRelease.com today.
Questions about retirement? Join Abe and Shelley Abish for the Retirement Key, Saturday at 2 here on WMAL.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It is 6:07. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler, and of course, plenty to cover this morning. And Winter Storm Riley is finally dissipating somewhat here in the Washington area. We have been downgraded to a wind advisory in effect until 11 a.m., but still, we could get gusts of up to 40 miles an hour across the Washington area this morning, and the windy conditions and breezy conditions will continue even into Sunday. To give you some sense of the magnitude of this storm, at least six people now are reported to have been killed by Riley's strong winds. Power out to more than 1.6 million homes and businesses from North Carolina to Maine. A motorist was killed in Connecticut on Friday after a tree collapsed on top of a vehicle near the border between Stamford and Greenwich, Connecticut. Officials in Newport, Rhode Island reported a man in his 70s was killed by a falling tree on Friday. An 11-year-old boy was killed in Putnam Valley, New York, by a tree that toppled onto his family's home. In Virginia, the James City Police told the AP that a man died after a tree was downed on top of his vehicle. In Chester, Virginia, a 6-year-old boy died after a tree collapsed onto his family's home. In Baltimore, emergency officials confirmed on Twitter that a 77-year-old woman was killed by a large tree branch after it was felled by strong winds on Friday. Of course, you saw the effects here in the Washington area. Federal government closed on Friday. Washington Dulles International Airport was in a ground stop early Friday afternoon. The control tower was evacuated briefly because of the strong winds. The operations did resume at about 12:45. Amtrak temporarily suspending all service along the Northeast Corridor between New York City and Boston, and also shut down one of the tracks along the D.C. to Baltimore corridor in eastern Virginia. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel was closed Friday morning. The Harry Nice Bridge and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge also suffered interruptions in service. So that's just some sense of the magnitude as to what's been going on. Amtrak service in the Washington area resuming this morning. If you're going down 95, you may have heard James talking about the delay there. Well, that huge Potomac Mills sign that you can't miss when you go down 95, well, it's sort of teetering right now. It's bent from the wind. And they're probably going to have to take that down, and that is causing traffic to be diverted off the normal lanes of I-95 southbound and moved over onto the express lanes. So, fortunately, things are tapering off, as I say, in the Washington area. We're down to a wind advisory. The Secret Service even had to install temporary fencing around the vice president's residence after a tree fell and knocked down part of the protective fence. One local area contractor, Jack Kovash, came up with an idea. He threw his chainsaw in his pickup truck. He was going down to do some home renovation work, but he said, well, you never know if that's going to be needed. So he threw his chainsaw in his pickup truck, and on his way home, Rock Creek Park got stuck in traffic because of a downed tree. Jack Kovash got out of his truck with his chainsaw, cleared the roadway in Rock Creek Park. There's a picture floating around on Twitter that shows Jack with a D.C. police officer giving him the victory sign. So, wow. It is 6:11. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and that's just what's going on in the weather and in the local news, but certainly a storm in the political front we're looking at this morning. We're going to get to that in just a minute, but there is one other note we want to bring you up to date on. You may have heard about the university shooting in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, at Central Michigan University. A 19-year-old student is suspected of killing his parents. He ran from the campus, but he has been apprehended. He was seen on a train passing through the north end of the campus shortly after midnight, and it was a Friday morning shooting at Campbell Hall. It happened when parents were arriving to pick up students for the beginning of spring break. More than 100 officers searched the neighborhoods after the shooting, but he has now been apprehended. Vice President Mike Pence making comments about that shooting.
And the facts are still coming in. Our hearts go out to the fallen, to everyone in the Mount Pleasant community that's been impacted, and especially to the local, state, and federal agencies who are working together as we speak on the apprehension and the investigation.
The words
we
of
can be proud of the men and women who serve in law enforcement.
Words of Mike Pence, our Vice President. We're going to be talking with Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel very shortly. We'll get the very latest. And the big question that I think a lot of us are asking is there was no rain. There was no snow. How do you get like 36 hours of heavy winds, but there's no rain and no snow? I think there was a flurry or two, but for the most part, it was clear. And we had a wind storm. How does that happen? Very rare. We'll ask Jeff that question coming up very shortly here on the Saturday Morning Update. And, of course, during the program this morning, we will be talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. We're going to talk a little bit about Adam Schiff, you know, the House Intel Democratic honcho. You see him everywhere. We'll talk a little more about Adam Schiff. He certainly loves the television appearances, and Jennifer Harper has the count. Remember, Adam Schiff, he's the guy that has the circumstantial evidence of collusion. He's the only person, I think, in the country that has any evidence of collusion, but he has it. Reported it back in March. Haven't seen it yet, but he's got it. Remember that. Interesting numbers between the Democrats and Republicans when it comes to fundraising. We're going to talk with Jennifer about that, too, this morning. Cheryl Atkinson is coming up with us later on in the program. We'll talk about sanctuary cities. You heard about that mess in Oakland, California, where the mayor of Oakland, Libby Schaaf, tipped off the community that ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, were preparing a raid. So she blabbed it, tipped everybody off, panicked them as well, panicked the community. We're going to talk about that with Cheryl Atkinson this morning. Also, Vladimir Putin, saber-rattling, or should I say maybe missile-rattling this week, saying that he's got weaponry that can make American defenses obsolete. Well, do we believe that or not? What's going on with Vladimir Putin? We'll ask Cheryl Atkinson that question as well. And you may know that Cheryl Atkinson has an ongoing lawsuit against the Department of Justice that dates back to when her computer was hacked while she was working at CBS and reporting on the Benghazi scandal. Well, there have been some developments in that case, and we will have those for you as well this morning. John Gizzi will join us, and when we talk with John, we're going to get the very latest on what's going on in the White House. Everybody's talking about turmoil and everything else. We'll get the very latest from John Gizzi on that. We'll ask him about the gun control situation and also what happened to Dianne Feinstein. Her Democratic compadres in California did not give her the automatic nod to run again for the Senate. So she'll be facing a primary. What's going on out there? We'll ask John that question. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's coming up with us later on this morning, and we're going to talk with him as well about the Putin aggression and also what's going on with North Korea. There's speculation of possibly that the United States will talk with North Korea, and also the Justice Department Inspector General expected to criticize the former FBI director, Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, as part of its investigation into the Hillary Clinton email probe, and we'll ask Tony about that situation as well. So we got plenty coming up here on the Saturday Morning Update, and we're going to be heading to the traffic center now. James Stanley's over there this morning.
Yeah, Rick, thank you and good morning. Glad everybody made it to work safely this morning. We have some downed wires in D.C. to tell you about. It's on Woodley Road Northwest. Both directions affected between Wisconsin to 38th. All of the lanes are blocked through that stretch. Maryland, we have an incident reported on 197 affecting traffic both directions around Powder Mill. Police advising you to go around. Wind advisory in effect for the Harry Nice Bridge and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Through Virginia, that's an emergency work zone that's been put out by police. 95 southbound, all traffic's being diverted onto 1 and Woodbridge. Watch for that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy and windy today, and as we mentioned earlier, we have a wind advisory in effect, and that will continue up until 11 a.m. this morning and could get gusts up to about 40 miles an hour or so yet this morning. For the remainder of the day, partly cloudy, up to 48. Sunshine tomorrow and the highs of 48. Sunny also Monday with the high temperatures 46. We got some rain back in the picture on Tuesday. Morning showers, highs to 45. Some light rain on Wednesday with a high of 50. And cloudy again Thursday with the highs only in the 40s. Outside in D.C., it's crisp. 36 degrees, and we are heading up to 48, and we're at 618 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI, so connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Chris Plant. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business in your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate,
Finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Hosts Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel. Jeff, it is good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, how are you?
All right. My big question, a question a lot of people are asking, is how do you have a 36-hour windstorm and you don't have any rain, you don't have any snow? I don't think we've seen anything quite like this before.
Yeah, when you get this kind of area of low pressure that bombed out offshore with the pressure drop that we just saw, this system undergo, and you have high pressure off to the west. That's a very tight pressure gradient, and you pack those isobars close together. The end result's a powerful wind gust. How about some of these gusts from yesterday? 71-mile-per-hour gust at Dulles, 62-mile-per-hour gust at National, 61 at BWI, even over towards Hagerstown, a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust. And as you get up towards the coast of New England, Massachusetts, and some gusts, 92, 93 miles per hour, so very impressive storm.
Okay, we've talked a lot about the interruptions in rail service and, I-95 delays, the air travel, some of the damage from trees in the D.C. area and up and down the coast. But what about along the coastline? What about the shoreline?
Yeah, the shoreline's gotten hammered, and unfortunately, we're not done. The next three tide cycles, we're going to have to deal with some very large wave action, also tides running about 1 to 2 feet above normal. So, if you get a chance to watch some of the video, you may see it at some point today of all the flooding, especially up there towards Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We have coastal flood warnings that extend right now all the way from the coast of Maine all the way down towards Virginia Beach. So that is a large portion of the eastern seaboard that will still be dealing with some coastal flooding issues over the next three tide cycles, high tide cycles. One will occur this morning, and then another one is going to occur as we head through tonight, probably between 8:30 and 9:30, and then another one 8:45 to about 9:45 tomorrow morning. So even areas closer to home, the Delmarva dealing with coastal flooding, and it's going to be a big concern as we head towards Sunday morning.
And for people that may have been delayed here and now want to try and make up some time and head up I-95 this morning, maybe northbound, the winds have tapered off somewhat here, but are they going to run into this sort of lingering storm as they go up toward New York and New England?
Well, the good thing is precipitation is moving out, and that is certainly better news if you're going to be traveling farther up to the north. However, still some gusty winds to contend with. I think maybe some gusts near 40 to 50 miles per hour as you get up north of Philly, up towards New York City and up towards the Boston area. Winds will diminish from tonight a little bit into Sunday, so the weather should gradually improve, but we're still talking about 2.4 million people without power. We've got a big backlog as far as flights, obviously, at all the big hubs from the Mid-Atlantic region up into New England. So it's going to take a little bit of time for us to get back on track as far as all those flights and travel conditions. But it will improve, certainly, as we head from Sunday into Monday.
And for the rest of the day, for the Washington area and even tomorrow, what would you anticipate wind-wise for us?
Well, gusts out of the north and northwest, maybe near 30 or 40 miles per hour. We don't have any wind advisories currently for the district, and the closest wind advisories are across southern portions of the Delmarva, and of course we still have some wind advisories farther up the coast as you get up towards the northeast and New England. They're still dealing with some strong wind gusts. As far as temperatures, we'll be hovering near 50 for highs today and tomorrow. We'll see some breaks in the clouds today and tonight. Still some gusty winds, and not as strong, though, maybe 20 to 30 mile per hour gusts, and that'll be the case again into Sunday. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, again near 50, and then winds will be a whole lot lighter by the time we head into Monday. So big improvement, especially from later tomorrow into Monday.
Jeff Marr at the Weather Channel. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll
All
talk
right.
soon.
You bet. It is 6:23. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Charles Mann. For athletes like me, playing every down in a pro game is like getting in a car accident. After years of playing football in Washington, my body is broken. I've had countless surgeries and joint replacements. I've been looking for a non-surgical treatment since I ended my career. I heard a radio ad for a seminar about alternative treatment. It's called regenerative medicine, which stimulates your own body to heal and repair itself. No surgery, no more pain. That got my attention. I went to a seminar to learn firsthand all about it. Now you too can benefit and receive this treatment. This is the same procedure that pro athletes use to quickly and effectively recover from injury. If you're looking to eliminate your pain and arthritis, or if you thought surgery was your only option, take the first step like I did. Call 410-787-7250. Register for the next seminar and learn more about this breakthrough procedure. Seating is limited. Register now by calling 410-787-7250 and start living life again.
Hi, I'm Mike Cappell. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL 625. And President Trump, of course, paying a lot of attention to the gun debate this week. And an interesting note that we're going to talk about with John Gizzi later on is that he had lunch with the head of the NRA and the top lobbyist also for the NRA in D.C., Chris Cox. They had lunch together, and the NRA came out of it and said that they kind of felt that Trump was staunchly behind the NRA stance. But the president made some comments on Wednesday that surprised everybody. We'll talk a little bit about the context of this with John Gizzi later on this morning, but this is what kind of set off a firestorm.
A lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Well, that certainly created controversy, and the week in Washington closed on Friday really without a further explanation from the president or Sarah Sanders as to what the policy would be. AP reporting he is backing an incremental proposal on background checks and a bill that would provide new federal dollars to stem school violence. Still some question marks on raising the age of the long gun ownership from 18 to 21. And I'm sure the White House briefing room will be abuzz with further questions on Monday on those topics. Another thing the president did that raised some eyebrows this week, started talking about tariffs and increasing the tariffs. And that's not a huge surprise from what he talked about during the campaign, but the timing was a surprise. People were not prepared for it, but he did explain it.
We'll probably have everything completed by next week. We'll be imposing tariffs on steel imports and tariffs on aluminum imports, and you're going to see a lot of good things happen.
That's the first of the comments on Donald Trump on steel and tariffs, and he continues, and this has certainly got the other countries around the world, like China and a number of European countries, talking about retaliation.
Without steel and aluminum, your country's not the same. And we need it. We need it even for defense, if you think. I mean, we need it for defense. We need great steel makers, great aluminum makers for defense. You will have protection for the first time in a long while, and you've got to regrow your industries. That's all I'm asking. You have to regrow your industries.
And, of course, the stock market reacted, taking a dive. But as we know, what goes down must come up with the stock market. You notice that? It goes up and up and up and up, drops down some, drops down 500, goes up another 1,000, comes back down 300 or 400, goes up another 1,000. Fascinating cycle. Still haven't figured out how that works. It is 6:29. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Coming up, the news at 6:30, and then we'll be chatting with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Monitoring Treatment Efficacy through Thermography on Wednesday, March 7th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM at AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. While President Trump had a series of meetings on gun control in the wake of the Parkland, Florida high school shooting that left 17 students and administrators dead, Democrats are putting forth what they want to see. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says a minimum age requirement is a must.
We need to raise the age to buy an assault rifle to 21. From, if you believe this, 18. You can buy that one of those at 18. A no-brainer.
The U.S. Cattlemen's Association is starting to round up the fight against fake meat.
Some say it tastes like the real thing, but it's actually a combination of plant-based ingredients and science. Companies like Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat are already making burgers without animals that they say isn't the typical veggie patty. The Cattlemen's Association wants the U.S. Department of Agriculture to make an official definition for the terms beef and meat, calling the labeling a fake meat product. Products misleading. The ranching group says a product labeled beef should come from the flesh of cattle, meaning products like veggie burgers and tofurkey wouldn't make the grade. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is telling lawmakers they'd be much better off passing their version of a state budget rather than leaving it for him to do. Northam told reporters that he had informed key lawmakers that they would have much more say in how to spend about $350 million if they agreed to include Medicaid expansion in their budget proposals. The GOP-controlled General Assembly, though, is split on Medicaid expansion. The House's proposed budget includes it, while the Senate's does not. The Kennedy Center is making a major play to embrace hip-hop music and culture. One of America's preeminent performing arts institutions has gradually introduced rap music into its programming. Now in the process of accelerating, and the center has tapped two members for its hip-hop royalty. The center's president says she's willing to ruffle some feathers among core opera and ballet audience. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. We're still seeing some delays in Virginia. 95 southbound, all traffic at Woodbridge is being diverted through that stretch. Police on the scene watch for big delays. All of the lanes blocked from down wires here in the district. Woodley Road northwest between Wisconsin to about 38th. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny and breezy today, high close to 50, mostly clear overnight, low 34. Sunny, 50 on Sunday, and we'll be at close to 50 in sunshine on Monday to start the work week. Right now, 37 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everybody has dreams, a fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts March 12th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Saturday morning update on WMAL, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right. It was the invasion of the conservatives to Washington last weekend for CPAC. We have another invasion this weekend?
Yes, we do. The libertarians are here. How about that? Maybe that's a refreshing blast of political air this time, because certainly we or words to that effect. Anyway, we know that the Democrats are having an identity crisis, and then the Democrats are fighting with the Republicans, and the Republicans are fighting with themselves. But the libertarians, meanwhile, are building their third-party brand, and I love to follow them. They're always very interesting. And this week, LibertyCon is here. This is actually the core group of millennial libertarians, and millennials is a prime, much-coveted voting bloc, and there are a heck of a lot of them who are consider themselves to be libertarians or at least independents. Anyway, they are meeting at a big, huge hotel here in D.C., and there are about 2,000 of them here, I do believe, and they are meeting, Rick, in the name of peace, love, and liberty. Kind of sounds like something out of the 60s to me, but anyway, and their other motto is, don't tread on anyone. That's all very interesting in the when we compare it to the typical political climate that goes on with all the squawking that goes back and forth between the GOP and the Democrats. But all of that aside, this particular event, and it started yesterday and ends this evening, was organized by Students for Liberty. And who knew? But they are the largest libertarian student organization on the planet. I believe they have chapters in like 50 different countries. It's interesting. Some of the people that are speaking or have spoken, Representative Justin Amash was there, Steve Forbes, a financial guru, Whole Foods founder John Mecki, Cato Institute founder, I believe, David Boaz, Daniel Hannan, you might know him, he's called the Brexit architect, and some folks at WMAL will recognize the name Mary Catherine Hamm. She's also there. They have like a whole ton of speakers and lots of interesting topics like how to sell liberty in the language of the 21st century, organizing a mass uprising, and women and minorities the progressives don't want you to know. And the other interesting thing is who sponsors this event? Very varied. It doesn't follow a pattern. It's all very hybrid. Among the many, many sponsors, the Charles Koch Institute, the Libertarian Party itself, Facebook, and the National Rifle Association. How about that? Anyway, one of the young gentlemen who is a point man there, I said, what are you doing this weekend? And he said, we demonstrate the principles of free market. We are very policy focused. It is a civil discourse in an era of hyper-partisanship and a debate America needs and Americans want. This is Matthew Boyer of Students for Liberty, and he just said that off the top of his head, and I thought, that's pretty good. But anyway, Students for Liberty, LibertyCon here, always fun to watch them, and again, kind of a breath of fresh air with all of the squabbling that goes on 5 days a week.
Be very interesting to see who they impact more in the upcoming elections, if they have any impact on the Democrats or Republicans. That'll be very interesting.
I believe so. I mean, there are a lot of undecided people, a lot of people that want a third-party alternative. And, you know, it was interesting to know that Gary Johnson showed up at CPAC last weekend. So it's all kind of mixing it up a little bit.
Well, you know, over in the Senate, you've got Chuck Schumer, who never met a camera he didn't like, and Adam Schiff seems to get that award these days in the House of Representatives, although I think he dodges Fox.
Yes, I have some numbers that might demonstrate some of that. Actually, the Republican National Committee came out with a very interesting analysis this week, very meticulous. Here's what they have to say. Representative Adam Schiff has used the House's Russia investigation as his big break, becoming a near constant presence on cable TV to raise his profile. That is according to the Republican National Committee. And here is what they found. Between January 23rd, 2017 and February 25th, 2018, Mr. Schiff participated in 227 TV interviews, totaling 26 hours, 4 minutes, and 10 seconds of airtime. This is according to the RNC. And, of course, Mr. Schiff kind of liked two networks. He gave 111 interviews to MSNBC, a total of 12 hours, 12 hours on MSNBC, and he gave 87 interviews to CNN for a total of 10 hours. So, you know, go figure. The RNC also points out that in that equivalent amount of time, Representative Schiff only spoke on the House floor, you know, in the past year, essentially, a total of 36 minutes. 36 minutes and 29 seconds. So that's I appreciate the work that went into all of this. And I also looked up a bunch of headlines. And this is a new CNN headline this week. Schiff has been described as becoming an overnight celebrity in Democrat circles in the past year. That's according to the CNN CNN this week. Now we're going to switch to Politico. Schiff could use Russia probe as a Senate springboard. And that was from Politico almost a year ago, Rick. So, anyway, we'll see where this goes. And the GOP researchers also pointed out that in the same amount of time that Mr. Schiff spent on the air, he could have made 312 five-minute phone calls to his constituents back in California. Their final conclusion is, it's clear that Mr. Schiff, who recently had no national profile, has used the House's Russia investigation as a self-serving platform to increase his visibility and is incentivized to prologize, dramatize, and overhype the investigation so he can continue preening for the cameras. That is according to the Republican National Committee. So there you go.
Well, part of the reason he's the golden boy for CNN and MSNBC is back on March 19th of last year, he went on NBC and said he had circumstantial evidence of collusion. So I guess they love him because he seems to be the only person that has any evidence of collusion whatsoever that, ironically, he's never produced.
I guess we'll just have to follow along in our workbooks here, Rick, and underline the good parts or something.
Wishful thinking over there at CNN and MSNBC. President Trump, of course, made a promise to come in and drain the swamp, and he's running the place like a business. How is that business turning out for the Republican Party these days?
Well, business is brisk. And I must tell you, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise is tracking very, very meticulously all of the businesses that are doing rather well following tax reform. And so far, there are now over 400 companies around the nation who are giving extra benefits, extra bonuses, all sorts of nice things to their staff because they've done so well with tax reform. And the latest to come to this list, according to Mr. Scalise, is Carter's. That's the children's clothing manufacturers. And they have increased their employees' retirement plan contributions by $20 million and also given bonuses to all employees, including part-timers. How about that? Again, they are all crediting President Trump's tax reform. And if you're wondering what kind of businesses we're talking about here, Apple, Best Buy, Disney, Hostess, Marriott, PepsiCo, Southwest Airlines, Starbucks, U-Haul, Walmart, that's just a few of the 400. And also, we have to just quickly mention how much money the GOP raised last month. The new numbers are out from the Federal Election Commission. And their war chest is doing very, very well. The Republicans raised $12.4 million in January. They now have $144.9 million in their war chest and no debt. The Democratic Party raised $6.1 million last month. They have $72.1 million, and they are now $5.6 million in debt. So the RNC couldn't help but make a little fun of all of this, and they pointed out that the Democratic National Committee has only $1.8 million in cash, and the Republican National Committee has 23 times that. Of course, you're not going to hear these numbers much in the media, but it's always good to keep your eye on the positive side.
You know, it's interesting. We used to use maps. I don't know that anybody uses a map anymore. It's all GPS. A lot of things we don't use anymore that we used to, and you wrote about one I hadn't even thought about this week.
Well, actually, Rick, it's kind of a poignant story for all of our listeners out there who know what a number two pencil is. That was sort of the be-all and end-all for many, 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 many generations of kids in school. Everybody used a number two pencil. Well, apparently this has become an unfamiliar tool to many children. How about that? They don't know how to use a pencil. This is real. And this is coming from The Guardian. This is a British news organization. And here's what they have to say. Children are increasingly finding it hard to hold pens and pencils because of an excessive use of technology. Senior pediatric doctors are warning about this. They're saying an overuse of touchscreen phones and tablets is preventing children's finger muscles from developing sufficiently to enable them to hold a pencil correctly. So now the kids, believe it or not, are getting therapeutic hand exercises and hand therapy to help them develop the knack for holding a pencil. How about that? Anyway, they say it's easier to give a child an iPad than encouraging them to do muscle-building play, such as building blocks, cutting and sticking, I assume they mean just stickers, pulling toys, ropes. Because of this, they're not developing the underlying foundation skills they need to grip and hold a pencil. This is according to a major occupational therapist. And one other thing we have to mention, now that we live in a selfie culture, Rick. Yes, everyone takes selfies constantly. Well, there was a plastic surgeon at Rutgers University, doctor. He noticed that a lot of kids were coming to him saying they wanted plastic surgery to make them look better in selfies. Okay.
Oh, no.
No, this is real. It sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not. Anyway, he got very curious about this, and he joined up with Stanford University. Again, this is a plastic surgeon, and he joined up with some statisticians and some math-oriented people at Stanford, and they did an analysis, and this is what they found out. They found out that the typical selfie picture makes your nose look 30% larger. This is true, a scientific fact. So the kids aren't actually imagining it because, you know, when you're taking a picture from 12 inches to maybe 20 inches, it will make your nose look larger. And so now what they're trying to tell the kids is your nose really isn't larger. It's the camera. It's the way you're under it with all of your friends. And your nose will appear normal if you take the picture from about 5 feet away. So, again, selfie vanity at work here, kids panicking, plastic surgeons taking things in hand to find out, does this smartphone make my nose look big? Well, yes, the answer is it does.
What can I say? We have a nose for news here on the Saturday Morning Update. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you, as always. And you can follow Jennifer on Twitter at Harper Bulletin.
Thanks, Rick. It's always fun. Thanks a lot.
6:47 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and I know you are eager to know about the latest on the weather. And if you're just awakening, we talked to Jeff Maher over at the Weather Channel a little while ago, and he is suggesting we will get some wind gusts possibly in the 30 to 40 mile an hour range today. The wind advisory for the immediate Washington area has been lifted now, but still areas in the Delmarva Peninsula have wind advisories in effect. So look for gusts anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour continuing through the day. For the remainder of the weekend, it looks like it's going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high of 48 today. Sunny and still breezy tomorrow. We could get up to 15, 20 mile an hour winds on Sunday. High temperature Sunday of 48 for Monday. Look for sunshine with a high of 46. Right now in Washington, 36, and we're heading up to 48. And it's 6:48 on the Saturday Morning Update.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies.
Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know, we've mentioned before how, depending on what outlet you watch or listen to, you get a completely different picture of the news every day. What CNN may lead with, Fox may not cover, vice versa. Well, here's some things you may not hear on some of your normal outlets. You'll probably hear these on WMAL if you listen regularly, but you won't probably hear this one on CNN, because as of Friday, the Rasmussen Report that details the daily presidential tracking poll in terms of approval ratings, as of Friday, yes, March 2nd, that's yesterday, 49% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 50% disapprove. Probably wouldn't hear that because those numbers are up for the president. 33% strongly approve of the way Trump is performing. 39% strongly disapprove. Gives him a presidential approval index rating of minus 6. But he's got a 49% approval rating from the Rasmussen Report. This was an interesting one. CNN's Don Lemon claimed on his show on CNN Wednesday night that Fox did not cover the resignation of Hope Hicks. But Fox News chief White House correspondent John Roberts did cover it and destroyed that assertion made by Don Lemon. Roberts tweeted that the network covered the news in every hour of their broadcast from the 4 p.m. hour when the news broke and then again during 5, 6, and 7 o'clock. Well, Don Lemon messed up. But he came short of a full apology after he was called out for his error. He said he just misspoke about Fox not covering Hicks. His tweet: last night, in an attempt to make a broader point about Fox News primetime, I misspoke. I should have been more specific. It's bad enough that CNN makes up news, okay? But how low do you have to go when you start making up news about other news channels, like Fox News? Are you kidding me? Don, please. Here's one that struck me. The former CIA chief, John Brennan, slammed Donald Trump. That's not particularly new, but here's what he slammed him about. He was on Deadline White House, MSNBC's show, with Nicole Wallace. Remember Nicole Wallace? Well, Brennan told Nicole Wallace that the president is ill-prepared to take on the duties of commander-in-chief, particularly growing military aggression from Russia and North Korea. Now, what's been happening for the last 8 years when John Brennan was over at the CIA and the Obama administration? Well, Russia and North Korea got a little out of hand now, didn't they? Remember when Obama was debating Romney and Romney brought up Russia and Obama beat him down. We're going to talk about that. Beat him down and said, the Cold War's over. Yeah, it's a different world now. Russia's not a factor anymore. Cold War's over. Well, if that's what you say in a presidential debate when you're the sitting president, and you got a CIA director who's probably following the party line at the administration, and now Brennan's coming out to say that Trump is ill-prepared to take on the military aggression from Russia. I don't know. Sound weird to you? Sounds a little bit strange to me. I like the way he says it here. Quote, "It's no secret to anybody that Donald Trump was very ill-prepared and unexperienced in terms of dealing with matters that head of state needs to deal with. Head of government, And I think this is now coming to roost. Oh, Mr. Brennan, nice work. Leaving us the mess that you guys left. Iran missile deal, the nuclear deal with Iran. Hello. North Korea, nice work for 8 years taming Kim Jong-un as he developed his nuclear arsenal. And, of course, you weren't worried about the Cold War, so you didn't pay any attention to Russia till the end. Did very little about that. Well, anyway, 6:55, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cappell. I founded my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, because I know that small business owners never have enough time and money. Our cloud-based payroll starts at just $10 a month with free support. So keep your time and money. Go to patriotsoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
Oh, no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Well, you know, probably one of the biggest stories of the week that we haven't touched on, and this may be the biggest story of the week, and that is whether the Hollywood celebs actually stop and talk to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet tomorrow night at the Oscars. Have you heard the craziness of the coverage of this story? I mean, network news shows have been all over this like it's a big deal. Who cares? Who cares whether they stop and talk to Ryan Seacrest or not? The whole world's falling apart. Because we don't know how they're going to handle Ryan Seacrest when he's on the red carpet. Of course, there's an allegation by someone that worked with him that he had harassed her. He's denied it. An investigation was done. Apparently, they couldn't find any evidence, but still, a lot of people probably avoid him on the red carpet. Well, you know, the goodie bags, you've heard about the goodie bags that they hand out at the Oscars to these celebrities. Sometimes the value of the stuff that is in those ends up somewhere in the tens of thousands of dollars that these celebs take home with them. Well, believe it or not, this is from the Associated Press and Yahoo, so I will take this to be real news and not fake news. This year, included among the usual plane tickets, holidays, and luxury cosmetic items that are given away to the Oscar nominees and the goodie bags, they will have a canister of pepper spray, a gel pepper spray, two personal body alarms, and a kit to test whether your drink has been drugged. The Me Too movement impacting the contents of the Hollywood goodie bags this year. Did you see the statue that some guy did of Harvey Weinstein in a bathrobe on a casting couch? Some artist put that together. It was rather rapidly removed, but there are plenty of pictures and news coverage of the Harvey Weinstein statue on the casting couch in the bathrobe. Wow. So, do you think Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway will get the right envelope handed to them this year? Everybody's blaming them. It's like it was their fault. They gave them the wrong envelope. How'd they take the gas on that one? don't understand. 7 o'clock news is coming up. Then we'll talk with John Gizzi from Newsmax, Cheryl Atkinson on the way, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Stay with us.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Me too.
Washington's Mall.
WMAM.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you a parent of a child with disabilities who desperately needs a break? Then you need to know about Jill's House. To find out more, visit our website, jillshouse.org.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.